The Economic Development Committee meeting of Tuesday, May 4th, 2021 at 6 p.m. There's no citizens at City Hall, and I think we're still the same here at S9. So, let's go into minutes for correction approval. They're from March 2nd, 2021. Any comments or questions on those, or are we good to approve them? All right, they're approved as presented. Let's go on to new business, EDC 2021-22, the building permit report for February and March of 2021. Pete.
Hello, good evening. All right, in February, we added 19 single-family detached homes and 10 single-family attached homes. The number of permits issued in February were 60. Like I said, a vast majority of those were homes. We all live in the area and drive by and see the what looks like ants on an anthill whenever you go down 47 by any of those subdivisions. So it's going crazy.
Okay, any comments or questions on the building permit report? Nope, we're good. All right. Let's go to EDC 2021-23, the building inspection report for February and March of 2021.
All right. In February, we did a total of 379 inspections. Those were predominantly done by between Bob and BNF, pretty much split 50-50. I've been doing some here and there. I think I had 32 for the whole month. There's plenty of inspections going on, and most of those are all single-family homes. If you look at the report, you'll notice there's a lot of backfills, things like that. Everyone's trying to get their foundations in and get ready to get going now, so they're being built right now.
Comments or questions on this report? All right, we're good. Let's go to three, EDC 2021-24, the property maintenance report for February and March of 2021.
Right. In February, we did not, we had a bunch of complaints and issues. Those were mostly all in violation. They all came to compliance before hearing. As far as March goes, pretty much the same thing. The only standout one in there would be the tree issue down at the sawmill there in your neck of the woods, Jackie.
Yep.
That one, we went to hearing after probably about an hour of the person from the property complaining about the city not maintaining their right-of-way. Hearing officer found him liable, but gave him a chance to come back in 30 days and maybe mitigate the fine somehow if he would take the tree down. We went by and did a reinspection. At 4 o'clock, the tree was still up. At 5:30, the hearing time, we were under the assumption the tree was still up because that's the end of the day when we inspect. The next day we went by and the hearing officer upheld the finding and the fine. The next day the tree was magically gone. So I think he just kind of missed his deadline by about 30 minutes or so there. And no one showed up on his behalf to say that it was cut down. So that finding liable stands with the $500 fine. So that was the one for that month.
Any other comments or questions on this? All right, looks good. Let's go on to four, EDC 2021-25, the comprehensive plan for future land use review.
All right, so at the end of March, the Kendall County Comprehensive Land Plan Ordinance Committee invited staff to their meeting to discuss potential future land use within the county. Specifically, this was directed towards what will eventually become South 8 Eldemain. It's currently West High Point Road. On the first page of the memo, you can see the map where we're talking about in between the river and Stagecoach Trail. A lot of this is unincorporated, and some of it is part of Borneman Farms, which is incorporated, but obviously all agricultural land at the moment. We went to, the meeting was attended not only by the committee, but Kendall County staff, some representatives from Plano and Millbrook as well. And there's just a broad discussion on now that the bridge is funded, IDOT considers it in initial construction, and over the next few years, it will be built and South Eldemain will be widened for more traffic. They wanted to start taking a look at should our future land use plan reflect what could be changing in this area. at the meeting, everybody kind of said, you know, what they had in our in their areas. We have it as estate residential, which is, you know, more of a flexible, long-term, you know, large lot, single-family homes. The Kendall County on the western portion of El Domain has it all as mixed-use business. On the eastern portions that are still in the county, but within our planning boundary, they want to change to mixed-use business. They currently have it as residential, just like we do. So for the most part, they asked and requested that we bring this up to elected officials and have just a discussion on the city's thoughts on possibly changing or modifying our future land use map along this corridor to coincide with theirs. If you'll remember, I believe last year on North El Domain, we did switch some properties from this estate conservation to business or manufacturing because that road was widened up there up by Menards. So I'm bringing this forth to EDC to just start the discussion. I did want to go over a few considerations just from a planning perspective and a staff perspective to keep in mind as we think about our response to the Kendall County Committee. In general, the 26 plan focused more on development in the core and the outside areas such as this were more thought it as, you know, outside the horizon of the plan. The plan, a typical comprehensive plan is has a 10-year horizon. You want to do typically an update on implemented projects and, you know, slight improvements every 5 years. And then after 10, you should really reconsider doing another one. So in general, these properties along this area were not considered, you know, to be a high priority or anything like that, since they're kind of on the outskirts. But again, this road does change potentially the future of that area. But kind of going in line with that, since the scope is a 10-year plan, we completed it in 2016 and adopted it, but it was began in 2014. So staff does have a plan between 2023 and 2024 to start looking to update that plan. So it's something to think about that, you know, during a comprehensive plan, existing conditions, potential future uses, everything's going to be reevaluated in a couple years as well. And with the length of time it's going to take this bridge and roadway to be improved, maybe that's also a time we just do it then. Not to say we can't do it now, but something to think about. Also, the Metro Rail access. We know Metro is doing their study. There's two spots that are potential. I think they're going to pick the one on 47 by Wrigley, but there was also a concept that had it on El Domain. Obviously, if it's put on El Domain, that could have, you know, effects on whether or not what goes on that south portion of town, not just business-wise, but possibly residential-wise. Another thing to consider, utility access. At the moment, there's no major utilities, no water, sewer, or stormwater out that way. Any major development, regardless of the type, commercial, industrial, it's going to need utilities installed. So when determining a future land use, some of those things can come into play to say what's the realism that in the next 10 years these are going to happen out there. Also, it's a guide for development, and this is really it says estate conservation residential. These outer areas, things change, which is why we're bringing this up. A paper document can't really envelop what's going to happen over the next 10 years. We have had mile and a half reviews where we have estate conservation. They rezone it to something else. A lot of times these things are decision by decision basis. So I think Kendall County kind of made it clear they wanted it to be zoned business, so when a business comes, they won't see anything else. But in reality, if a business comes, they'll probably be coming to us and asking us, hey, this says estate conservation, is that in stone? And the answer is no. You know, it's going to come to a vote, and we're going to look practically what's the realization there. So for the most part, discussion on this, bringing it to EDC, we can either collect comments here that I can take back to the county and the committee. You can send this along to city council to discuss as a larger group if you'd like. If we do decide to move forward and say, hey, yeah, we are going to consider changing this, here's our recommendations, that would have to go through a public hearing process, PCC, and come to a city council vote as well. So this is just an initial conversation for me to take some notes and feedback back to the county.
Okay, Ken, Jason, any comments or thoughts on it? Ken?
Yeah, like I said, it's pretty early in the process, so I guess I don't have any feelings one way or the other. Maybe that alderman might want to hear about it too before you take anything back to them.
I agree.
Yeah, there's just, yeah. I'm kind of with that too. It's just the three of us. Maybe we should weigh in with all the council.
Yeah, there's a lot to look at in the packet.
Yeah. Well, and it's so far out. So it's like, does it have to really be done now? Or
right.
You brought up a lot of good things. You know, we're doing now, and how long is that bridge going to be take to be built? And we can look at it then too.
What's the timeline for completion, or when you think the bridge will get crossed and then a roadway that ties up through there?
Matt's on the line from the county. Matt, do you have any input from the Highway Commission?
I have. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, for some reason my camera's not working. I haven't heard how quickly it's going to be for them to get the bridge. I know they've closed High Point Road to work on that right now. And then they'll be moving next, I guess, on Fox River Drive or whatever road that is that goes across Silver Springs to get that ready. And then get the new road. 2023, that sounds about right, given the, they'll have to do all the construction, let everything settle for 18 months and whatnot through a cycle of season and freezing and thaw. So
I was going to say, too, we have a building permit for a concrete crusher who they're going to be doing the recycling of the products, and they asked for a year and a half to a two-year time frame on their permit. So, and they wanted to start this spring.
And if I could just add one thing, during that conversation in the committee, what concerned me or had me thinking a little bit more about this is we are not getting input from the stakeholders, the property owners that own the land in that area. I have heard from one property owner north of El Domain who it, you know, express concern about changing comprehensive plans without getting the stakeholders' input. So I think before the city agrees to amend our comprehensive plan, because we went through a process where we talked with stakeholders to see what the future land use is, I think the county should invest in that as well, instead of asking the cities to change our comprehensive plans.
Suggestion. So do we just want to move this on to city council and get everybody's input? We got thumbs up. We're good, Jason?
Yep.
So that sound good? Would that go on to the next city council, or do we have a lot on that one? I don't know.
I can get it ready limit for whenever. I'd leave that up to Bart. And
okay, we'll leave it up to you, Bart, when
yeah,
you want to put it on.
If the committee is ready to talk about it, and Jason, if the materials aren't changing, we can put it on the next meeting. The next meeting is a lot of, new session stuff, appointment of department heads, pro tem, et cetera. And there is the bond ordinance is on there, along with there's one other project that I'm forgetting. So a couple substantive, Grand Reserve, thank you. We did get the incentive agreement for Grand Reserve. We're, furiously reviewing it. Hopefully it'll be ready for the packets. So those are two substantial agenda items for discussion, but the rest of the committees are a little light this month.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it up to your discretion. How's that?
It's fine with me.
Plays out. If you want to move it on to the next one, or if we want to wait for one more, I'll leave that up to you.
Sounds good.
Everybody good with that? Okay. we don't have any old business. Do we have any additional business?
I do have one item to bring up with Pete. I recently, this last week, got two complaints from neighbors on the apartment building's kitty corner from me. Not the one on Van Emmer, but the townhouse. They're not cutting their grass, and it's quite long. So I think we'll have, ask if we could have someone please contact them about cutting their grass. I think there's new owners there.
Okay. We'll take a look at it tomorrow morning and take care of it.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's 6:15. We made it through, Mark. We didn't lose you. And let's adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.